With us, none other than our own beloved Congressman Charles Rangel. Good morning, Congressman Rangel.
Good morning, Bill. He is now Reverend Bill, right?
I know, it's still Brother Bill. Thank you. How you doing this morning?
Just wonderful. God is good.
Yes. Listen, I know your time is tight, but I want to just run a few things past you. This Wisconsin thing. Do you really see it as an attempt at union breaking, or just exactly where is it?
There's no question about it. This has not been the first time that we had heard that the Tea Bag Party, or the Tea Party rather, and so many Republicans have wanted to drive the unions out of business. A lot of people forget that if it were not for unions, we wouldn't have the middle class that we have today. The vacations, the health care, and all those things. And so I don't think there's any challenge, especially when they're trying now to divide the public service employees from the private service employees. But at the end of the day, it's abundantly clear that management does not want unions at all. And I don't think they've made any bones about it. I think it's just as clear as you can see it. The whole idea of saying that you're banning collective bargaining is what America stands for. Every international trade agreement that we have, we insist that our partner in trade abide by international labor standards, not only to protect employees, but to protect the unions.
Indeed. I mean, is there a comparison between Libya and Wisconsin?
Well, I, you know, people have to understand that when you have children and you're married, there's a dignity in working. It's almost like a religion that you have self-esteem rather than sure. Knowing that a child wants something and you can't provide it. And that's true all over the world. God has made us that way. There's an instinctive feeling to take care of your offspring. And if you can't do it, there is a sense of deep frustration, and people have to use whatever limited tools they have to express themselves.
What about this high level of unemployment that we're facing now, even though we have an African-American in the White House? I mean, I think people are putting too much hope in Barack Obama as some kind of miracle worker. But where is the economy now, especially as far as the high numbers of unemployment, the high numbers of foreclosures in homes, and just people are just generally having a rough time of it?
Well, this crisis, this international economic crisis, is occurring throughout the world. And even in the countries that you mentioned that are having uprisals, there are countries that have the highest unemployment. And even though things are rough in the United States, we still are the world's greatest power, the world's richest country by any standard that you want.
Right.
While a lot of people really think that China and Japan are competing with us, they are such distant rivals. And it is true that we are not keeping up with our intellectual knowledge as rapidly as we should be, and that we're falling behind in terms of our schooling of youngsters. Still, these are sure. things that can be and should be corrected, and I'm certain that the president knows that. Mm-hmm. But the pain that I feel, Bill, at this time is that they're going after, they're saying everyone must make a sacrifice. The truth of the matter is, not everybody is making a sacrifice in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. First of all, when it comes to those troops that are fighting men and women, over 4,000 being killed,
yes.
There's no comparisons to the loss of their lives and those that come back marred and scarred. There's no comparisons there. If you take a look and you see what was the major causes of the ever-increasing deficit that we have in our budget and the debt that we owe $14 trillion, you will see a large part of that is due to the Bush tax cuts, which he gave to the richest among right. of Americans. And